is the Don and Mike Show.
Judy vented those frustrations in a series of taped recordings she intended to use to write her autobiography. Many of the recordings were dictated in the middle of the night when Garland was delirious from pills.
I'm mad. I am mad enough and yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk because I can do something besides sing, you know. I don't always have to sing a song. There is something besides the man that got away or over the rainbow or the trolley song. There's a woman. There are three children. There's me. There's a lot of life going here. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over. And I couldn't. So what?
The Don and Mike Show. God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this rainy Friday afternoon. Welcome back. Now, the next segment, really a continuation of the last one. And where Don left off was he was interviewing producers. This was right before he hired Beth Ann to take over to the show. But he had to get through a few scales, as you say. And it turns out later to be the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
So this fellow that came in today.
Finally.
Well, we finally mentioned Rice.
Yeah, he's been waiting to do that for a long time.
The guy that came in today, you know, and I don't even know if he's listening now. He came in and he wasn't right, and I knew it right away. Yeah. But I was trying to humor him along, and as it turns out, the guy didn't. I mean, he has a pretty good media history, but he doesn't know anything about our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was you had made it clear as crystal yesterday that you wanted somebody who at least had one day of listening to the show under his belt.
Yeah, well, he had. I guess this is probably going to be the first time he's ever listened to the show.
Like
now,
it.
On his way to the train station.
It's fun, right. Isn't it?
Larry, I hope you like the show. Too bad you'll never work here, but good luck to you, Larry.
But Larry put you in a bit of a mood.
Well, Rob was in there.
Yeah.
Rob, and listen, I used Rob as the great cushion. I said to Rob, I'm going to be in with this guy. I said, come in after I'm in like 15 minutes. And if you come in and I tell you to get lost, that means it's going okay. Then I want to talk to the guy. Uh-huh. I said, but if you come in the room and I tell you to sit down,
right,
that means I want you to get him out of here.
So
as soon as Rob came by the door, I said, Rob, come in!
I've never gotten such a welcome.
Really?
Sit down, please. Have a seat!
I could not have been any more transparent.
Right.
You know, like, hey, have a seat. Rob can probably tell you a lot more about how things go along here than I can.
What was the total time frame of the interview?
Just with me and him, 20 excruciating minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then like 10 more, right, with you there, Robbie?
Yeah.
About 10 more minutes?
Wow. And then you welcomed me in for the last five, so.
Yeah.
So you got to look at him, too?
That's right. Buzz was there, too. Buzz
Come
came
on
up,
in.
Buzz came up for his meeting, and the guy wasn't figuring out that, like, his people kept coming in for the meetings.
Welcome. Come on in. Everybody, join us.
I wasn't telling all these people to leave.
Right. Sure.
I was saying, come on in. This is Buzz. This is Larry.
You don't now sometimes, because I don't want anybody who's going out on a job interview to think that this necessarily is always a bad omen, because quite often if you're interviewing somebody and you like them, you will bring the other principles of the operation in to say, hey, I want you to meet this.
Yeah. Right.
That wasn't the case this time. Do you think maybe he misread the situation?
I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know. Frankly, I don't know how he got up here for the interview today. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. He just sat there, and it seems to me, you know, and again, this is just me,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to be on a job interview, if you don't have a new suit to wear, at least press the suit you got.
A little wrinkled, a little rumpled.
Yeah, well, a little looked like he slept in a suitcase.
Really?
But, you know, I even overlooked that at first. Because, you know, look at me. I'm not a travel source. I'm just wearing nice clothes because I'm meeting this guy today.
Yes.
Right? So then we sit down, and then there was the problem with the eye contact. And I asked him what I thought were some generic questions about, you know, like I said, you know, what's your favorite radio station of all time?
What's
you
your
know,
sign?
You know, you ask a radio guy that, and he said he had an answer. He said, K-Rock, Los Angeles. KROQ. I said, oh, great station. What do you like about them? And he said, well, they're real good, and, you know, the DJs are good, and...
You're looking for a radiophile. You want a guy like
good.
You. You want a guy that knows the business.
At least a guy who knows something about radio,
yeah. Right?
For God's sakes. Hey, Joe.
Were you like the people on The Apprentice last night?
Joe. Yeah, you
just
know...
Just grilling him.
Joe, I really was going easy on him. I didn't have the Easy Bake Oven turned up way past like 150. I wasn't giving him the super grill job.
But there's... he's like a little bee in your bonnet. Something that just didn't click.
He is.
That's what it's all about.
It does. And frankly, what this was right now was his final test. So I'll tell him now, Larry, without question... You're a good guy. You're fired.
You know what's going to be amazing with this process, that you bring in somebody that you really love, and you sit down and you do the interview, and you're enamored of this guy. And then, of course, phase two comes where you...
Or a girl, Mike.
Or a girl. Right. And you bring in, you bring me in after the point. And, of course, Don knows the way this will work. And he's very nice to let me in on the decision process, where I will walk in, and inside of 30 seconds, I just say, if I look down and I say, hey, nice to meet you. This is going to be a great thing. Or the other thing is, within 5 seconds, I'll come in and I'll go, oh, no.
Yeah.
And then just turn around and walk out of
that
the
makes
office.
It clear.
That's the way the process is going to work. Larry, I'm so sorry.
Larry, the final test here for you today. Well, and I'm speaking to him now directly.
Uh-huh.
The final test for you today was, while I'm talking to you about on the radio, talking about you on the radio, it would have been a perfect opportunity if you really wanted the job.
Mm-hmm.
You would have called the station, said, let me get through on the air with these guys.
Right.
So I kind of explained that to him. He had a hard time understanding the concept. He said... Mm-hmm.
He didn't understand the concept where what is reality is not, and what is not is reality, whatever that type of thing we do here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said to
him... Our lives are open books.
Right. I said to him, the show is kind of everything that happens on the air and off the air. He went, okay. I tell you, and then just for future reference, Larry.
We're the original reality programmers.
Yeah. I'll tell you this. The last question I asked, and this is where I knew that he was a stone cold, just a rock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a bead, he's a pebble, he's nothing. I say to the guy, let's say that you're the producer of this show. Who would you pull as a guest today? If you could pull anybody, who would you pull? And he thought about it for a second. And I said, don't look at the newspaper or anything. And I said, take your time. Just tell me, who would you pull? Because you got the whole freaking world to choose from. You know what his answer was?
What's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
And then he said...
Not acceptable, Mr. Spicoli.
And then he said, maybe somebody from one of the hot new reality shows.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, in my head, this is what I'm thinking. You mean one of the new hot reality shows, dumbass, like The Swan, or like The Next Top Model, or perhaps Forever Eden, or Average Joe 2, Adam, or what about American Idol? You ever heard of that one? And last night on Survivor, did you know Lex got kicked off Survivor? And did you know that Lex got kicked off by the old bitch who sold him out, just like Boston Rob? I didn't say that to him, though. Yeah. I just sat
that's
there.
That's probably good. Is Lex the guy that's in love with what's her name?
Amber? No, that's Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
Why do they call him Boston? Is he from Boston?
Mike, because he's from Boston.
What's that accent he's got?
He wears your beloved Red Sox
I know
Sox
he wears
hat.
The Red Sox hat, but he sounds like he's from the Bayou.
And he was in the band Boston.
Yeah, so last night on Survivor, this was so great. That there's the tattooed guy, Lex, mm-hmm. right? And what happened...
Lex got screwed?
Yeah, here's
I
what
like
happened.
Lex.
Here's what happened last week. Boston Rob comes to Lex and says, dude, you really got to help me save my girlfriend, Amber.
Yeah, because Amber went from one tribe to the other. She was the only outsider that was a member of the whatever the tribe was.
So Lex says, okay, you know, we're pals. I'll do this for
and
you.
And he kind of did work for him. He lobbied his tribe to
he
keep
did.
Her and vote Jerry out.
So then last night...
See, I missed it last night.
Okay. Last night, they give out two immunity bracelets
right.
or necklaces.
Right.
Boston Rob wins one.
Okay.
And one of the old bags wins one. And it's Boston Rob talking to Lex. And Boston Rob says, well, I got some news for you that I've gotten together with the five other people, and we're all voting you out. And Lex says, hey, we're friends. I kept Amber because of this. And Boston Rob says... Hey, I'm sorry.
How did Lex get over on the other tribe?
They merged. Last night, everybody merged. Everybody merged.
Okay.
So.
Oh, God.
So,
that's Survivor, man.
No, hold on. So Boston Rob says this is the guy Lex. This guy Lex is just pissed. And he says, you know, I thought we were friends. Get out of here. Now, the old broad who won the immunity necklace, they got her on camera crying, and she says, I can't believe Boston Rob. This means more to me than $1 million. Friendship means more than $1 million. I'm going to give Lex my immunity. And she hugs him, and he says, no, don't do this. And she says, no, I'm going to do this for you because there's more to this than money. You mean so much to me.
Can they give their immunity away?
Yes, they can.
Wow.
So, now you go to tribal council, and they say, and they're doing all the talk with what happened this week. They go to Boston Rob. They said, do you want to give up your immunity? And he goes, nope. And then they go to Lex, and they go to the old broad who's got the immunity, who's promised him the immunity. Mm-hmm. And he says to her, hey, old bag. What are you going to do? And she says, I've decided I will stay in the game and I will play. And you see this guy, Lex.
And Lex is totally screwed?
Lex has been screwed by Amber, by Boston Rob.
Wow.
And now by...
Well, how did Amber screw him?
By this old broad.
Because Amber voted him out, right?
Yeah, because Amber... They were all in on it.
Oh, wow.
They're all in on it. Although Amber did get a couple of votes. You know,
but that's amazing because, I mean... Boston Rob, that's exactly the reason that they were going to merge, and he was going to cover Lex's ass.
He totally lied to him. He sold him out last night.
That's low down.
That's why that's a good show.
That is a great show.
That's why that's the best last 10 minutes of television.
And so the old broad's there, and Lex is gone.
Lex is gone.
Lex was a good guy.
Lex and all of his tattoos and everything. He's out of there. And that old broad.
I wouldn't want to be Boston Rob or Amber for the next week.
They'll be all right.
No, they're going to break them up.
Don't know because there's still the dumb farmer left, Big Tom.
I like Big Tom.
There's the guy with
the mountain man with the big beard.
Rupert.
Right.
Rupert. And then you have, as always, the sassy sister.
Yeah.
And she's in good shape.
She's cute.
And then Amber and I don't know. Anyway, that was it. And the guy that was in today to be our producer didn't know anything about that. So.
Not a word.
So that's it. That's it. All right. Well, I got that out of my system. Thanks.
You feel better now?
I got another interview on Monday. Hopefully, it'll go better.
Do you feel better now, was my question.
Do I feel better? Yeah, yes, I feel great.
Good.
Okay. I feel great now.
Larry and the jogging lady are gone, and the stick lady likes you. So you can move forward.
Thank you very much. Although that lady, that power walking lady, mm-hmm. Listen, there is something to be said for them. Not as hot now, but there is something to be said for them. There's something wrong about that.
Well, yeah, I know.
She's giving out like the wrong impression of America. That's not what we're about.
Well, in the old days when women would just, churn butter and bake.
And what was wrong with that, Mike?
Nothing, not one little bit.
What was wrong with that? Oh, and
they'd all look like Aunt B.
You know, it's just
by the time they were 40.
Yeah, what's wrong with America? I'm going to call out Regis again. I know we're late. Give me 30 seconds. I can do this. I'm watching the Regis and Kelly Lee show today, as I'm often want to do.
Right.
And he's holding up the newspaper with all the stuff. And you ever check out how long Regis's fingernails are?
Yes. Regis has old man, unkempt fingernails. Fingernails that you know, for some reason at a certain age, it looks like a corpse.
And you know, they do enough close-ups when, like, they hold up stuff. Someone should tell him. Either bite him or...
There you go. Take a look at that.
Get him cut down.
I think it's worse than unkempt. I think it's manicured. And he says, leave them long.
You know who also has gross fingernails?
Ooh.
In the Pulp Fiction. When Christopher Walken holds up the watch.
Oh,
you ever watch that?
Oh yeah.
Nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Little man.
Nasty fingernails.
Remember where he hit it. Dad.
Yeah, very, very strange. Yeah, that's right where he hit it. Yeah.
So Regis is holding up the newspapers and he's whatever, you know, look, the Yankees won or whatever. And look, here, you know, the girls from The Apprentice. Then he holds up the picture that has the three Chinese people that are being held over in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And
Japanese, I think. Right?
Japanese. Well, you know, same thing.
Yeah, right.
And all of our Marines surrounding one of our guys that's dead.
Yes.
And Regis holds this up for a second and says, did you see this? And says, look at these poor people being held and our Marines. And he says, every day I read this and I just, he goes, I don't know. So Peppa, on the show today, yeah, Hugh Jackman. Yeah, yeah. Listen, yeah. Regis
thing, I don't know. What do you mean, Regis?
Regis,
make
grow
a fist.
Grow a set.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Regis, you're 80 years old. Go ahead.
Nobody cares.
People are not going to not watch the Regis and Kelly show because you come out and say that you're feeling a little iffy about the war. Check the polls, dude.
Speak up.
It's like 70% of Americans are now wondering what we're doing over there. You know, and that's all he's doing is saying what most people are saying. But he doesn't have the guts to say it.
Right.
Just doesn't have the guts to say it. You got to have guts. Listen, that lady today, I really wouldn't have killed her, but she pissed me off doing that on the side.
Even with immunity?
Even with immunity.
Oh, good.
That's it.
Total immunity. No one would ever know.
Then she'd be dead. She'd be dead. But she'd have company because I'd kill Larry, too.
There you go.
I'd kill Larry, the guy that wanted to be our producer.
Kill Larry first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Repeatedly. Over and over. I do it like a la CSI.
There you go.
I pull out a hammer.
Oh, man.
I was a powerful CSI last night, Jack. I was mighty. Oh, God. It.
There's the hammer alert.
Sorry. That was not on purpose.
That was a click, click, click.
That was so not on purpose, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's a Halloween special. The Redskins and the Packers. This Sunday. Pre-game at 10, kickoff at 1 on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK. Brought to you by the all-new Chrysler Pacifica, the most powerful vehicle in its class.
Before you make a tough decision next Tuesday, make an easy one this weekend at the huge preseason ski and snowboard sale at Ski and Golf of Chantilly, your economic alternative to high-end winter apparel and sporting goods. Located on the corner of Route 50 and Walney Road, Ski and Golf of Chantilly allows the winter sports fanatic high mountain savings on brand-name winter gear like Burton, Santa Cruz, Salomon, Head, Performa, and Fisher. From boots and bindings to jumpsuits, Ski and Golf of Chantilly allows you to customize a ski, snowboard, or ski blade package of your choice with free mounting on all board and ski purchases. Don't miss savings of up to 30% at Ski and Golf's huge preseason sale. Save up to 25% off the current discount prices on all fleece, winter vests, gloves, hats, goggles, and long underwear. And all rental gear is clearance price to move. Ski and Golf of Chantilly is offering the lowest price of the season this weekend only, October 30th and 31st. Ski and Golf is located on the corner of Route 50 and Walney Road in Chantilly, right next to the Sully Shopping Center. Ski and Golf of Chantilly, your economic alternative to high-end winter apparel and sporting goods.
To make sure you get the most for your automotive clearance dollar, Volkswagen has recruited an expert to help shake out the field. Coach?
All right, sporty sedans, are you ready to show me all you've got?
Your Volkswagen Jetta ready. Honda Civic ready, Coach.
So, who's got daytime running lights?
You got them, Coach.
Nice, Jetta. What about you, Civic?
Not available.
Not surprising. How about ABS brakes, Jetta?
Four-wheel ABS brakes standard, Coach.
Excellent. As for you, Civic, I'm afraid to ask.
No ABS standard, Coach, but I do have a Pine air freshener.
Oh, yeah?
It's very piney, sir.
Well, you're still stinking it up out here.
But
hit the shower, Civic.
The Jetta comes with over 50 standard features, including 26 the Civic doesn't. So hustle down to your Volkswagen dealer today and get 0% APR. That's 0% APR on 2004 Jetta models. On approved credit by Volkswagen Credit Offerings, November 1st, 2004. Exclusive GDI models. See your dealer or call 1-800-RVW for details.
Visit bw-dcmetro.com for more information.
Hi, this is Phil Sims from CBS Sports. Friends too busy to hang out? Want a bigger TV? Sunday's not exciting enough? Well, that's not home tailgating. But Prilosec OTC wants to give you a chance to change that with the ultimate home tailgating sweepstakes. You can win a Sony Vegas 61-inch HD home theater along with great gear from Coleman, and your party will be live in the NFL today on CBS on Championship Sunday. And oh yeah, Clint Black will be at the party too. Prilosec OTC Ultimate Home Tailgating Sweepstakes. Go to CBSSportsLine.com to enter. Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn. No purchase necessary. This sweepstakes is open only to Sportsline members who are legal residents of the 48 contiguous United States and District of Columbia. 18 or older at time of entry. Void in Alaska, Hawaii, and all U.S. territories and possessions and were prohibited by law. For official rules and entry details, visit cbssportsline.com/Prilosec OTC or www.hometailgating.com or www.prilosecotc.com. Sweepstakes ends at 11:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on January 3rd, 2005.
Ah, crisp autumn air. It means falling leaves, falling temperatures, and falling prices at Dark Arts Chrysler of Fairfax. Your old buddy Rob Spiewak here with this question. How have you been? Well, the folks at Dark Arts Chrysler of Fairfax have been busy, making room for all the new cars that will soon be arriving. It's their year-end clearance sale, and it's your golden opportunity to make a killing on a Dark Arts Chrysler. For example, 04 Pacificas starting at $18,999. Yeah, I said it, $18,999. 04 minivans up to $10,000 off, and an unbeatable selection of the hot all-new Chrysler 300. Plus, how about this? 0% for up to 60 months on approved credit. Remember, Dark Cars has got to move these cars out to make room for the 05s. And you can take advantage of this to get the deal you've been waiting for. All prices plus tax, tags, freight, and processing charge. And all rebates and incentives applied. Dark Cars Chrysler, right on Lee Highway's prestigious Motor Mile in Fairfax. And remember, your money buys more. at a Dark Horse store.
A gift from Shaw's Jewelers goes straight to the heart.
I love her so. Does she must know the way that I show her? That's got to go straight to her heart.
Sometimes we feel so much for someone that we can't quite get the words right. But with a gift from Shaw's Jewelers, no words are necessary. Since 1910, people have counted on their Shaw's professional jeweler to feature only the finest, most distinctive jewelry. With a selection of styles as timeless as your love for her. Right now, you'll save 25 to 60% off the regular and ticketed prices on a terrific selection of engagement rings and bridal sets. So come to Shaw's and go straight to the heart.
Shaw Jewelers, 10 locations, including the newest store in Tyson's Corner Center. Free financing for 1 year available. Minimum purchase and minimum monthly payments required.
Looking to save thousands this week? Then come to the fall sell-down at the Nissan Superstore. Tyson's Corner Nissan. Choose from one of the largest inventories on the East Coast and get your new Nissan Sentra at an autumn price of just $85.98. The all-new 05 Nissan Altima sell-down price at just $15,799. New Nissan Quest, now just $29.88. Or take our fall savings on a new Nissan Armada or Nissan Titan, priced up to $5,000 below MSRP. Save thousands more with 0.9% financing, plus top dollar for your trade from buyers on hand. As we welcome fall with tremendous savings, now through Sunday at the Nissan Superstore. Rosenthal Nissan on Route 7 in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
Prices plus tax, $5.40 freight and $2.99 processing on approved credit. Ultima stock numbers 10130 and 10121. Quest stock numbers DX246 and DX260.
Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK. Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horathon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Super Jumbo. Happy Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. Happy Halloween, Super Jumbo.
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary.
Oh, boy, dear. Reminding you to stay tuned this Saturday night for Monster Chiller Horror Theater. Oh! We got a scary one for you this week, believe me. We have a real good one, one of the scariest movies ever made. This is going to give you goosebumps. On your goosebumps, it's going to be so scary. So why don't we take a look at some scenes from it?
Slinky, the toy from hell.
You see that? That slinky thing? Oh, wasn't that scary? I told you to give you goosebumps with the thing it turning right over time after time. Can you believe those things, eating people up and everything. Be sure to watch this Saturday night. I'm sure you'll have lots of things to scream about. Oh, Saturday night, Monster Killer Horror Theater. Oh!
All right, we need this just one more time.
Yeah. You know, in my opinion, you could have run that for the whole pre-show.
That's how it sounds to me anyway. The show is...